Hello, and welcome to my podcast. It is currently March 15th, 11:37 a.m. My name is Dylan Wagner, and today I am going to be talking about in this podcast about video games and the impacts it had on society and how it's been developed and how it's changed over the years. So right now, there are over 1.2 billion people that game all over the world. And that shows that it has a big impact on society if that many people are willing to play video games. So people play video games to pass the time, have fun with friends, or just by themselves, you know. They can build relationships and bonds forming in real life, but also by playing online with them. And they can meet new people through that. So currently, video games, you know, they could be used educationally too. There's a surgeon game called Surgeon Simulator, which people could pretend to be a surgeon, even though it's not very helpful. But there are other simulations for doctors that actually do use real-time medicine and surgeries to help them practice. In a Huffington Post article, it talked about how Pokemon affected society. You know, it affected many kids' lives back in the 90s, and it's been off a trading card game into a TV show and multiple movies, creating a lot of toys and more games. And it made a huge impact on kids' culture, and even older adults today that grew up watching Pokemon or knew about it. Like Pokemon Go, for example, came out, impacted a huge amount of society. You know, a lot of people started playing it all around the world, and it brought people together in a way, too. So after reading into how big of an impact video games did have on society, I started to wonder, you know, what would people do if, or what would society do if there weren't any video games around? Would people become more social, or would they interact with the world a lot more? You know, back when there wasn't any technology, really, would it go back to that? Or would other technologies advance? Like, would we actually have flying cars now instead of people just playing video games, you know? And what would people do in their free time? It's kind of the same question. Now, I'm going to start and talk about how video games graphics change. So they were first made back in the 1970s, you know, very pixelated, came out with Asteroid and Pac-Man, all that, and Space Invaders. So, you know, you can imagine back then they were not very high definition like they are now with HD graphics and 4K monitors and everything like that. So, I mean, there's very little detail, and over time, graphics did improve. They came out with graphics cards, processors, and they improved monitor refresh rates to give better frames per second, or FPS. And then eventually 3D graphics were implemented, you know, and stand out, kind of make it look more real. And then, what was it? There's Wi-Fi release that allowed players to play all around the world. Meet other people, not just people around them that they knew. They can meet people from across the world just by playing through Wi-Fi online. And then there was Bluetooth that allowed people to play wirelessly. They didn't need to actually be connected to the console to play. They could play from across the room as long as they stay connected. And then, most recently, there's been virtual reality, where people could put on a headset and look around the room and move around the room as if they were in the game. And that's a huge improvement on video games. So I'm going to switch it up a bit again and talk about how the game genres changed. And they changed over time, same with the graphics processing and their effect on society. But an article by GamePeople.co talked about how the cooperative multiplayer, it provides experiences where players compete against each other or work together. And that's what most games are today. You know, like Call of Duty or Battlefield, or like sports games like NBA or FIFA. You compete with other people, or you can work together. And depending on what game mode you play or what type of game it is. Now, there are also other styles of games. Started off with just scroll shooters or scrolling games like Space Invaders or Pong, where you'd have a joystick or something to just scroll up and down with. And then eventually, when Wi-Fi was released, online multiplayers came into play. And with consoles, there became controllers where you can move around more freely. And this led into like Call of Duty and Battlefield and such and such. And then with the computer games, when the computer was released, there became more role-playing games like RuneScape, where people could play online and interact with the world around them with other people from around the world using keyboard and mouse. And then one genre that came out of that was competitive, where people would compete against each other in a more serious type of manner and try and win. They weren't trying to have fun. Well, they were having fun, but in a more serious manner, they were more focused on winning and getting the most out of it. And then there were other simulation type games that came out of this too. So like simulation, like realistic games like Sims or Roller Coaster Tycoon, where you can control someone's life or an environment of a world that you could control and build, and it's your own kind of experience that you get to make. So that is all I'm going to talk about for today. Tell me what you think. What kind of video games do you like to play? For me, I personally like sports games and shooter games, and most recently I've been playing a lot of Fortnite. So, was it Colin or something? Let me know what kind of games you like. And yeah, have a good day.